Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The staff shortages are also affecting the army. Shelley Cotter is with the WPDF, which is an organisation supporting the Defence Forces and their families. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Fiona.
How are you? Shelley, how are staff shortages affecting you, the army and the Defence Forces with regards to providing meals?
Well, there was a piece by Shona Reardon in the Examiner yesterday, and we were delighted to see it. Mm. It's been highlighting something that we've been shouting about for about 4 years now, and that's the fact that the Defence Force members, Army, Navy and Air Corps, have a food allowance when they're on duty, when they're at sea. And this is substantially less than what a prisoner in one of the prisons in Ireland would get.
What exactly?
You would have thought it would have been the other way around. Mm. So at the moment, members of the DF will get €4.20 allowance a day. That's for your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, and your supper. But in the prisons, they get roughly, I mean, it is roughly, it's about 6.20 to 6.30. So it's a €2 difference, which is 50% again of what the Defence Forces get. It is demoralising. It's one of a myriad of problems.
Why is it so low, Shelley? Why are they only getting that? Sorry.
Because they're held on a contract, Fiona. And this is the problem. This is the absolute crux of the problem in the Defence Forces. They're held by a contract that is binding. It gags them. They're not allowed to speak to the public about it. This is, we call it a proud hidden secret. It's absolutely disgusting. Now, if you had a member of the Defence Forces onto you here, rightly wanting to tell you about the work ethic, about how they're being treated, about the contract, they'd be instantly dismissed. That's how tight the contract is.
And so, yeah, like you were saying there that it's, what is it, the line is a bit bad there, is it?
420 for Defence Force members. So, you know, if you're talking €6 then for a prisoner, you know, the men and women know this. They know that they're pulling 16, sometimes 18, 20-hour days in the Defence Forces at sea or on duty, 24-hour, and they're only allowed this towards their meal. Mm. You know, it's, but as I said, it is a large myriad of problems. It truly, truly is.
And Shelley, just to be clear, when you say the 420 is for a meal for a person, but is that, that's for three meals a day, is it?
Four. It's four for their breakfast, lunch, dinner and supper. So when you're working on a duty, it's a 24-hour duty. When you're working at sea, you could be working up to any 18, 19, 20-hour days. So that is to cover every meal you eat, as you can imagine, when you're on duty or when you're at sea. Certainly when you're at sea on a ship, there's physically no way you can just stop at a shop. You have to buy in at that amount and feed the crew.
Fergal is just telling me here that the UN costs says that the four meals usually cost 10.30.
So when our men and women were down in the Mediterranean, they would have got an allowance of €6.30 to pay per head. And there was big fanfare, and aren't they wonderful giving them €6.30 a head? Whereas the United Nations state you should be feeding your personnel €10.30 a head. So look, it really is disgusting. But this has been raised by the University of Limerick in 2017, Fiona. Mm-hmm. There was an anonymous survey. Our men and women actually spoke truthfully to them. When it was released, there was huge fanfare. Everybody was in disgust. And we had the Public Sector Pay Commission set up to look into everything that was said. This then came out. Again, we're back to words, no change. Yet another commission and inquiry set up. This is a constant turnover. There is no change. So we're hemorrhaging staff. Absolutely hemorrhaging. It's horrific how many are leaving. And add to this, there's another contract bind that said if you joined after 94 and you haven't reached a certain level, they will kick you out next year. So they have a decimated defence forces being treated abysmally, and they will actually throw out healthy, fit men and women who want to serve because they haven't reached something in their contract. The mind boggles.
And Shelley, this, as you say, has been going on now for many, many years, and it's has it been made worse now? Like you were talking there about staff shortages. Has that been made worse by the pandemic?
No, the hemorrhaging started before the pandemic. If anything, I feel, well, the foot was taken off the accelerator in the fact of the news that obviously, and this is understandable, there was other things happening. And they're affected everybody else, not just the defence forces, but across all sectors, as you spoke to just there yourself, you know, schooling, preschools, just the whole myriad of people. So, yeah, what has compounded is the fact that it's gone silent. And the only power we had and the defence forces had was that it was public.
You mentioned
so
there about
COVID
the
has done that.
About the effect that this is having on children and the family. Like, how does it impact on the family exactly?
We've always said that the Defence Force families are working poor. So we have men and women there working. They're working longer hours. They're working harder jobs because there's so many people leaving, Fiona. Mm. They literally are having to double and triple job. So for the same wage, hours. So you have working poor. Now, with the Defence Forces, certainly with the Navy and with any duty that anybody does in the Army, you have to have somebody at home if you're away for 4 weeks. You have to have somebody at home if you're on a 24-hour duty. But obviously, like the rest of the country, you have to have a double working family. Having a stay-at-home mum or dad is not an option. So childcare is another crippling thing. More so because of short notice duties now, short notice mum or dad going away to cover Port Leash, the jails in Port Leash, to cover all these things, because we don't have the numbers that you were given this short notice. It's no longer a case of you can put it in your diary and plan. It's crippling, and families and children are suffering.
And I'm sure it's very worrying for the partner who thinks that, you know, their loved one is out at sea or away with the army and they're not getting fed properly. And, you know, there's already that whole stress of them being apart as it is. But then having this added worry as well must be very difficult to deal with.
So my husband is 31 years served in the naval service. Mm. My son is currently on his 10th. So they go away for long periods of time. And I'm going to put this out there. It's the department, and it's the Department of Defence that we have the issue with the money. I just need to say that naval personnel, army cooks, they're superb, and they really do well with what they have. You know, they've overcome, they've adjusted, our personnel are fed. Now, it mightn't be to everybody's taste, but at the same time, they genuinely have had to pull out all the stops, certainly when they're at sea for 4 weeks at a time. To keep the, because obviously on a ship, if the crew is happy fed, the crew is happy led. But I think our biggest worry is family, is their mental health, is the pull that having so much extra work and responsibility on what is already a tight rope, that's playing a huge effect. And then it's a knock-on effect at home. They don't want to be this way when they get home, but it's very hard to turn off when this is what's happening 24/7.
How did you feel when your son said he was going to enter the Defence Forces?
Truthfully, I bawled. I absolutely bawled, and I tried to convince him not to go. My husband tried to convince him not to go. Sadly, this was his dream since he could actually say that this is what he wanted to do. So, look, I laid it all on the line, as you can well imagine. He was living the life we were living. He knew exactly how it was. he was entering in a contract that was crippling, whereas my husband is in an older, better contract. Mm. But I just said, the day we signed him in, he said, I will prove you wrong, and that he has done. He's done leaps and bounds. He's been promoted. He's thriving. But he lives in Cove. You've got to think of, what about a boy with this, or a girl, sorry, with this, in, say, from Dublin, and this is their dream too. And they also could thrive like my son. But they can't afford to. They can't come down, sign into the Irish Naval Service. As you well know, Cork is a high capped rent area zone. On their wage, they can't rent a home. So instead, they have to live on board a ship or on board the base, which currently doesn't have any space. So then their mental health is, they're working and living on board a ship. Mm. They leave. They leave so fast, Fiona, because it's not healthy for anybody. And again, that's compounding the situation. It's just, it's a circle. It's a hamster wheel. And words and commissions and inquiries aren't fixing it.
It's such a shame, really, isn't it? I mean, like, there was one time where it was such a badge of honour to be in the Defence Forces, and now you have people saying that they don't want to enter because of the conditions. It's just awful.
It's you know, we've got our national pride. We are amazing at peacekeeping. Mm-hmm. We have an amazing Defence Forces. WPDF have always maintained this. We're extremely proud of the men and women. But they've lost the pride in themselves. And when they realise that, yes, it's one thing you being able to get more money in civvy world, and we've always known that, lowest paid public pay sector. But it's the pride they're gaining from working in civvy world. And that's the pity. It's not words, there's actions.
And like, I mean, everybody here is so proud of the work that they've done, particularly when they were working out in the Mediterranean, you know, and it's such efficiency, compassion and skills. So, you know, best of luck to everybody in the Defence Forces, and Shelley, to you and your family as well. And, you know, hopefully we'll see some change this year. Maybe this is the year for change.
Well, I would love to say we're holding out, but years of being battered, I'm afraid we're kind of not holding our breath. But I appreciate the call, and thank you for asking us.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning. That was Shelley Cotter from the WPDF on the Opinion Line on 96FM.
Cork's 96FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.